Michael, well, how do you sum up your Portsmouth debut?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, the first half especially, but the conditions were awful. I mean, you saw yourself, the wind spoiled the game, but I thought we were lucky to come away with the draw in the end.
A few dropped heads walking off the pitch. How difficult is that to take when you've worked so hard to be one of the...
It's horrible. The last kick of the game is always a kick in the teeth. I mean, for a goalkeeper to get it, it's even worse, but... We'll go against Saturday, against Orient.
It's hard to think of too many opportunities they had in the entire match.
Yeah, I mean, they had the goalkeeper's pull off a really good save right near the end. But apart from that, I can't really remember them having a sniff at goal. So.
Where do you feel you are sort of in match fitness? Obviously, you haven't started the game for a while, but how do you feel physically?
I'll let you know tomorrow morning. But I've got a bit of catching up to do, but I'm sure I'll get there in no time.
How did you find linking up with the likes of Mark McNulty and Cal Naismith and Gareth Evans going forward?
I've played against a few of them last season. Obviously, Spark, I played against him when he was at Sheffield United, so I know of them. So I thought it was good signs.
How did your move come around?
I got the phone call yesterday at about 3 o'clock. I knew something was in the pipeline, but I didn't realise it would get done so late. And come up here about 11:30 last night.
Did you have to jump up the M6?
Yeah, long road that one.
Had you had multiple offers this window? Or was...
I had a few, but when Portsmouth come, I knew I wanted to come here and work with the gaffer again.
Yeah, what is it, the Paul Cook that attracts players?
I think it's his style of play and his man management. Because I had him when I was at Accrington and when I was younger, and he was really good with me then. But it was definitely the style of play. It's similar to what I'm used to with Swindon. They like to get the ball down and play. When we're playing against Chesterfield last year, it's exactly the same. So I'm looking forward to it.
How tough is that style on nights like tonight?
So hard. As you saw, I've watched a few Portsmouth games and they like to play out from the back, and it's just impossible in conditions, I guess. So hopefully Fratton Park on Saturday we'll be able to implement that.
What have you set yourself objective-wise for your 3 months here?
Just get as many games and hopefully as many goals as I can, help Portsmouth get back to where they want to be.
And the loan system has some nuances that perhaps, well, I certainly can't say I don't understand everyone. So you're only here for 93 days. Kind of how frustrating is it you couldn't be here for the whole season, effectively?
Massively. I mean, I had a bit of a torrid time with Barnsley. In hindsight, I probably wouldn't have gone, but that's football. But... I mean, I'm here now, I'm just going to try and make as much as I can of the 93 days that I'm here.
You'll be sitting there when it gets to that point where you can't play anymore, though, although that's still a long way down the line.
Yeah, of course. I mean, touch wood, it doesn't happen. But the playoffs, I'll miss them in the last game of the season, but we're not even talking about playoffs, and I just want to get the job done there before that.
And do you know many of the players from before?
I know Doyle. I played against him last season, just a few of the lads who I've played against, obviously, in the past couple of years, but now I'll be getting to know them a bit better.